Let's catch up with Dennis Bias from B Bendigo and see what's happening from the economic perspective. Dennis, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. First up, you know, we talk about, obviously, the economic struggles that businesses have gone through, but I guess that also then puts very much a personal strain on a lot of the business owners. And I believe B Bendigo is supporting a scheme to offer necessary help to people if it's required.
Yeah, that's right, Robbo. B Bendigo, in partnership with Bendigo Community Health and the state government, have recently had the opportunity to appoint a mental health consultant to work with B Bendigo members, partners, families and their stakeholders in terms of addressing the issue of well-being and mental health, but also underlying that, also looking at addressing the issue of financial consulting and that as well. So we know that businesses that, you know, have been under pressure, and the health and well-being of not only the business owners but their staff is, you know, it's absolutely paramount. So this is an opportunity for those people to follow up with our mental health and wellbeing consultant and be able to do that free of charge for as many visits as they like.
So what sort of impact has it had on businesses, this whole lockdown thing? How are things going in Bendigo?
Well, it's a bit of a mixed one. You know, we've got businesses out there that are doing extremely well and to some extent have been all the way through the whole COVID scenario on lockdown. But we do have, you know, four industries that are probably the ones that have been the hardest hit. So we're getting almost a, you know, two-speed approach to it at the moment. But we're just trying to support those ones that really need our help at this point in time.
So with the businesses that have struggled, I guess it's, you know, the familiar ones that we've talked about before, the hospitality industry and that sort of thing. And now with JobKeeper about to sort of be rolled back, what's the feeling like amongst the people that you're talking to, Dennis?
Well, I think, I think we'd be foolish if we didn't think that there were going to be some businesses that weren't going to make it, that JobKeeper's been probably keeping them going over the last, you know, 6 or 7 months or so. So we're pretty much aware that some businesses will struggle. In saying that, you know, those businesses that were originally on JobKeeper have been slowly weaning off as their businesses and revenues return back to something like a reasonable sort of rate. But as I said, we are aware that there will be some businesses that will find it extremely difficult when JobKeeper finishes. And the other one that plays out in that is also the ending of the commercial tenancy piece as well. So we're keeping a close eye on it just to see what it will look like. I don't think anyone actually knows what the fallout's going to be as yet, but it's something obviously that we're pretty close, trying to get pretty close to at the moment.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. Mate, as always, good to chat and we'll keep in touch and, hopefully continue to see an upturn in most areas anyway. So thank you, Dennis.
No worries, Robbo. Thank you.
All the best. Dennis Bias, B Bendigo, joining us on the Wake Up Call.